Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
The plan to launch the modern Olympics was launched on this day, the 23rd of November in 1892. Let's find out what stories the same day in 2018 has to tell. This is Podcast, your sports update on First Post, and you're listening to Brian. Let's start with cricket. In women's cricket, India's dreams of winning a maiden global title lay in tatters after a questionable omission and an inexplicable batting collapse saw them crash to an 8-wicket defeat to England in the semi-finals of the ICC Women's World T20. Reigning ODI World Champions England will now meet Australia in the summit clash after the Southern Stars beat defending champions West Indies by 72 runs. India decided to leave their senior-most player Mithali Raj, a move that will certainly be questioned after India lost their last 8 wickets for 24 runs to end up scoring a below-par 112 in 19.2 overs. It was a walk in the park for England, as seasoned campaigners Amy Jones, 53, not out in 47 balls, and Natalie Siver, 52 of 40 balls, added 92 runs for the unbroken third wicket stand to finish the match in only 17.1 overs. As many as 7 players failed to get double-digit scores, and the spin attack was unable to adapt to a different surface at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium after playing all their matches at Providence in Guyana. Coach Ramesh Pawar has a lot of answering to do about the dropping of Mithali Raj. More cricket. Uncapped Victoria opener Marcus Harris and rookie speedster Chris Tremaine have been named in the 14-member Australia squad for the first two test matches against India starting on the 6th of December in Adelaide. The other good news was the return of fit again Usman Khawaja in the Tim Payne-led side. Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Marsh will continue to be the joint vice captains in keeping with the norm set by Cricket Australia after the ball tampering scandal in South Africa. Khawaja returns after recuperating from knee surgery. Senior batsman Peter Hanscombe also returned to the side on weight of domestic runs after missing the away series against Pakistan in UAE. Among the rookies, Harris has been included in the squad on account of his superlative form in Sheffield Shield, where he has till date scored 437 runs at 87.5 this season. Badminton news now. Defending champions Sameer Verma and former champions Saina Nehwal and Parupalli Kashyap progressed to the quarterfinals of the Syed Modi International World Super Tour 300 with contrasting victories on Thursday. Second-seeded Saina, who is a three-time winner of the Lucknow tourney, defeated Amolika Singh Sisodia 21-14, 21-19, while 2012 and 2015 champion Kashyap recovered from a game down to see off Indonesia's Firman Abdul Kolik 9-21, 22-20, 21-8 in another match. Third-seed Samir beat China's Xiao Junpeng 22-20, 21-17 and will meet China's Xiao Zeki. Former Olympic bronze medalist Saina will next face 8-seeded compatriot Rituparna Das, who beat fellow Indian Shruti Mundada 21-11, 21-15 in a one-sided clash. Kashyap will meet Thailand's Sitikom Thamasin, seeded 8th. B-Sai Pranit, seeded 4th, brushed aside Indonesia's Shesar Hiren Rustavito 21-12, 21-10 and will take on China's Lu Guangzhu, seeded 6th, ended the run of Sarlolu champion Shubhankar De with a 21-13, 21-10 win. In women's singles, Sai Uttejita Rao Chuka also notched up a 21-12, 21-15 win over compatriot Reshma Karthik 21-12, 21-15. She will square off against former Olympic champion Li Zueri, seeded 7th. Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Ashwini Ponnappa also entered the last 8 by defeating compatriot Shivam Sharma and Purvisha S. Ram 12-21, 21-14, 21-15 in a mixed doubles match. Kabaddi up next. Gujarat Fortune Giants ended their home leg of Pro Kabaddi League Season 6 with a comfortable 40-31 win over Haryana Steelers on Thursday. Sachin led the scoring charts with 10 points, while defender Parvesh Bhainswal achieved another high five and scored 6 tackle points. Monu Goyat had an indifferent first half but ended up being the top scorer for Haryana Steelers with 10 points. Gujarat's top raider Sachin also hit the 100-point landmark in this edition of Vivo Pro Kabaddi League. Gujarat are now top of the table in Zone A with 58 points from 14 matches, while Haryana are 5th in the table with 26 points from 14 matches. And finally, in ISL news, Bengaluru FC accounted for FC Goa 2-1 in a fiery Indian Super League encounter at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium on Thursday. Rahul Bheke opened the scoring with an improvised backheel flick in the 34th minute. Both teams were reduced to 10 men after the restart as Mohammed Ali and Dimas Delgado were sent off. Brandon Fernandes equalised for the hosts in the 72nd minute, but Sunil Chhetri notched up the winner for Bengaluru 5 minutes later. The win takes Bengaluru, the only unbeaten side in this season of the ISL, level on points with FC Goa at the top of the table with 2 games in hand over the Gors.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.